if it's a seventh, let's say, for example, if you can't sing, I waited till I saw the sun, because your inner ear sort of muscles, I don't know if there are muscles for your inner ear that deal with ear training, but I'm making an analogy here. If your muscles aren't strong enough to come up with that, then sing all the other intervals we talked about until you get to the one that is in question. So if I give you an example like this, you already know it's the seventh because I used the Norah Jones song as the reference. But if you couldn't tell what that was, you would sing do, re, mi, fa. So you would compare each one. Is it do, re? Nope. Is it do? Is it one, two? No. Is it 1-3? No. Is it 1-4? No. Is it 1-5? No. Is it 1-6? No. Is it 1-7? Yes. Right? Or is it 1 octave? No, it's wrong, right? So use process of elimination, because what you're doing, you're hearing the intervals against each other. Does this make any sense? So I could test you all day long, but I feel like you can test yourself, or go online, or go to this. Here, let's look at this. Let's look at this woman's examples, just for fun. I did not plan this, so let's see what she has for musical examples. I think some of them are more current than. And by the way, we're not going to do the minors. We're only doing majors. She has Major Second, Today Was a Fairy Tale by Taylor Swift, or Friday by Rebecca Black. Okay? I don't know either of those songs, but perhaps you do. So if you do, knock yourself out. Use those songs, use that interval instead of the ones I gave you. For a major third, she has Some Nights. The words I stay. Oh, I guess she's not necessarily doing the first two notes. I've been sticking to the first two notes of the melody, meaning in Taylor Swift, going back to the major second, Today Was a Fairy Tale, the words time slows is your major second, which are the first two words of that song. Friday by Rebecca Black, the word Friday is the major second. I don't know if you know what I mean by that. In the examples I'm choosing for you, I'm using the first two notes of the song rather than some other notes that are, in the middle of the phrase or in the middle of the song. Okay. I noticed that when she gets to the major third here, Some Nights, and it's not wrong. I'm just saying this is the way I did it versus the way she did it. Some Nights, I Stay Up. So in the song, Some Nights is your major third, and the words I stay is your interval of a major third. Today Was a Fairy Tale, the word today is the major third. All right, perfect fourth. She has Rolling in the Deep by Adele. I Could Have Had It All. It All is the interval of a fourth. The Bridal March, Here Comes the Bride. She uses the same example. Oh, here's another one. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. So right there, if you do that instead of Here Comes the Bride, Here Comes the Bride, or Amazing Grace, it makes the same example. Again, skipping the flats and just doing she has the Star Wars theme instead of the 2001, which interestingly enough, it was the same composer, John Williams, famous classical composer. He did the score for the 2001 theme and Star Wars and many others, and all famous, and the interval of the fifth it sounds so kind of wide open. It reminds you of space, kind of, and Star Wars theme. So that, between those first two notes. Alright, so that's a cool one. And she also has Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. And it says Ra Ra Ro Mama. So between Ra and Ro, that's your perfect fifth. And she has Twinkle Twinkle. Twinkle Twinkle, great example. Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Because everybody knows that and can sing it. So between, that's a fifth as well. So Use any of the examples that you like, if you like those better than the ones I gave you. For the major sixth, she has Call Me Baby by Carly Rae Jepsen. It says, hey, I just met you and this is crazy. So between is and cray is the major sixth. The other one is Man in the Mirror from Michael Jackson. Between I'm and starting, the syllable start and the word starting, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. That's the interval of a major sixth. All right, and you can hear these examples at easyeartraining.com if you wish to. I just happened to go to this site because I wanted to see what song I was going to use for the major seventh. So again, for the major seventh, she has Don't Know Why by Norah Jones. I waited till... And her other one is Pure Imagination from the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Come with me and you'll be a world of pure imagination. Now, I'm not going to go into these examples right now because you can hear them online. But between awe and world is the interval of a perfect fifth. And then for the octave, she has the Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. The words are Party Rock is the house tonight, is in the house tonight. And the words the house are the octave. Okay? Be interesting to listen to those to see. That I'm not going to, you know, duplicate someone else's work here, as you can listen to it online. I hope this gives you... So, this is only part one, of course, and there are many parts. And ear training can last your whole life, you know. Bad on me for losing a little bit of ground over the years in my ear training, you know. But I could get better and better. I could develop perfect pitch. I could go back to that... course that my student showed me 20 years ago when I gave him the free lesson. I don't know if it was really 20 years ago. Feels like that. No, I'm just kidding. I certainly shouldn't pretend that I couldn't or shouldn't be still a student of ear training. It's a lifelong pursuit, but after a while, you know, if you know enough to make your music so much more fun and you'll be able to... The ramifications of ear training are just so enormous. You'll be able to compose your own music. I mean, how would it be if you heard music in your head and you could immediately write it on the page? So probably most of the music I've written was not on my guitar, not on my instrument. Lately, I've been doing that a little more often. But most of the time, I get an idea in my head. And if I go somewhere where there's peace and quiet... And I just let my imagination wander and my inner ear takes off. You know, the process of writing music without an instrument in front of you is just so freeing. For me personally, what used to happen is if I got on my instrument, I would end up playing the same things I always played, which would not expand my imagination, you know. So developing your ear, when I say writing music, I don't necessarily mean putting it in standard notation, which is, of course, a very useful skill and very rewarding on many levels. Because then you can just hand it to a musician. Well, first of all, you can just pick it up 5 years later, even if you don't remember how it goes, and instantly play it. There's the story of Miles Davis